Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Download the podcast, listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xaviera, best host of all time. All of the faithful listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign this lady to shine like Frankenstein. Cut it to date design. IceCreamCombos.com. Tune in, tune in, yeah, yeah. This influence, influence for IceCreamCombos.com.
Welcome to the Ice Cream Combos podcast. I am your host, Xaviera, and this particular episode is what I would like to call the Black Lightning episode. So if you listen to the last episode, I was interviewing the cast members from The Chi, one of my favorite television shows, and my second favorite television show in no particular order is Black Lightning. So I also had the opportunity to sit down and speak to the cast members of Black Lightning, and I was so super excited, y'all. Listen, I was like a kid on Christmas Eve. I was like an Easter bunny the night before. I was like Santa getting the sleigh ready. I was super excited to talk to the cast of Black Lightning. Now, y'all know Black excellence is at an all-time high right now because we getting ready to go to Wakanda. Okay, you got your dashiki ready. I know you got your dashiki ready because I'm working on my fro right now because, you know, I've been wearing my hair straight for a couple days and, you know, it take a minute for my natural curl pattern to come back. But I'm going to need it to be ready for Wakanda, okay? But I had opportunity to talk to Salim Akil, the creator of the show. I talked to Mr. Black Lightning himself, Cress Williams. I talked to China Ann McClain, which was very special to me because I've been watching this baby grow up her whole life on TV, and my daughter loves her, so, you know, I have to love her by default. And she was so awesome that after our interview, she FaceTimed my daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, Destiny. Many of you may know her. But let me tell you, Destiny was nothing short of passing out. She passed out. She sent me a text message. It was like, Mommy, I think I just passed out. So either you did or you didn't, baby. You just can't think you passed out. But yeah, so shout out to China Ann McClain for being so fantastic. I also talked to Nafisa Williams, and, that girl is so beautiful. I mean, like, she is ridiculously gorgeous. I told her, I said, girl, listen, I'm just going to sit here and stare at you. And she was like, okay. So I was like, all right, well, long as we got an understanding, because I don't want you trying to come back to me about this Me Too movement and all that. I listen, I'm just telling you, you're pretty and I'm going to be staring. So she was cool with it. So I just stared. But it was just a fun, fun time talking to the cast. They were very laid back and very open and fun, and just a lot of great convo between them. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and let you hear some of the audio from my conversations with China Ann McClain, with Cress Williams, who is Black Lightning himself, with Mr. Salim Akil, the creator, as well as Mr. Damon Gupton, who plays Inspector Henderson. Now, if you watch Black Lightning, you know Inspector Henderson will absolutely not let Black Lightning be great, because he is not here for the vigilantisms. Was that a word? It felt like it was going to start out as a good word, and then it just went completely left at the end of the last couple syllables. But you get my point. But I just had a really, really great time talking with them. So I want to let you check out the audio before you tune into Black Lightning on Tuesday night. Okay, so check it out.
Hello. Hi, China. I am Xaviera, Ice Cream Conversations.
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, you know I am going through the growing pains of watching you turn into this teenager who is ready to have sex. So, you know, as I told you earlier, my baby Destiny absolutely loves you. So she's like, China. And you were like, Mom, Dad, I'm ready to have sex. I was like,
not China.
Gotta go. That's not China, baby.
That's Jennifer.
That is Jennifer. So how has this role been for you? Because I know because you've been in the industry so long and people like me have watched you be a little bitty baby, how is it coming into these roles that, you know, allow you to expand and just step out of the box that we put you in watching you all these years?
Wow. I mean, it's really great. It's awesome. It is a challenge because with children's programming, you don't really have to worry about the sex conversation.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so that is definitely a little bit new for me, but I like that they're representing it in a way to where Jennifer's actually going and talking to her parents about
right.
it before actually just going
right.
out and doing it,
right.
you know? And when I read the script on that, I was like, yes, you know, this is a good way. If we're going to talk about it, we might
yes.
as well do it right.
So. And you know, and I also love, even though you are going through your growing pains, and but it also sends a positive message, as you said, in between, because young people who are watching, rather than just jumping out the window, because he was fine, girl, I don't know, I might not have had the conversation with my mom, okay? But it also sends a positive message without being preachy.
Exactly.
So for those who have not watched the show, those who have been slow, living under a rock, one reason why they should tune in to Black Lightning.
Oh my God. Well, there's a lot of butt kicking, and
yes.
I know you watch the superhero
yes.
show, you like butt kicking.
Yes.
But on top of that, it's like equal family life. It's
yes.
not just a show about, you know, butt kicking and then nothing else. It
right.
means something. It's about something. There are a lot of complex relationships in the show. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry.
Yes.
A lot of different emotions, and I think that people will really enjoy watching it.
Well, I definitely enjoy watching it, and I love you so much.
I feel like it's
Well, I would like to say thank you as well, because Black Lightning is so unapologetically black.
Yeah.
When you said, don't boo vote, I said, oh, hell, I already see where we're going with this. You know, just tell me how you went into this project or what your vision was for the show.
It's exactly what you just said. You know, it's funny. When you said that, I remember sitting in a meeting with Warner Brothers, and they said, well, what do you want the show to be? I said, I want it to be the blackest show on
the
television.
The blackest
yeah.
show on TV.
I just
yes.
want it to be steeped in blackness, you know.
Yes.
But that's easy.
Yeah.
It's not a difficult thing to do. It's not a fantastical thing to do. It's where I come from. It's who I am. So in saying that, I just wanted to be able to express myself honestly as an artist. And that's how it came about.
I sincerely appreciate you for doing
Thank
so.
You.
And my question for you.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I've been rocking with you since you were Scooter.
Oh, thank you.
Scooter that left, went on tour, and came back as a black superhero. Who would have known? Right? So, you know, with black excellence being in abundance right
yeah.
now, I
yeah.
mean, we're getting ready to go to Wakanda.
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay,
man,
we're
excited.
Getting ready to go to Wakanda.
So excited.
How is it for you being a black superhero? Do you know how many of us are looking at you like, yes, sir? Yes,
I mean,
sir.
You know, it's
She's gonna ask a question,
though. Yeah, she's like,
okay,
yeah.
Look, I'll get you
like,
hyped, too.
That's a passion.
Pat you on the back. Like, come
yes,
on, tell
man.
Me.
It's like a dream come true. I mean,
and it
keeps the fire's lit when you're like, okay, I got to get up and I got to do this. I got to get up and I got to work out. I got to get up and do it. But it's like, but you're doing exactly what you want to be doing. You're doing something that you're proud of. And it's funny because, like, I've seen, you know, we had, like, cameramen and sound people who have said, they like almost never tell people about the stuff they're doing because they're not proud of it. And they're like, I'm proud of this. And these are not even black people. These are white people
yes.
who are saying these things. So it's amazing, first of all, to do a show that we're proud of.
Mm-hmm.
It's doubly amazing because I'm a superhero fan and I've always wanted to play a superhero. And then even in this time as a fan, like, I'm so excited, like, in 2 weeks we're gonna go see
yes.
Black Panther as
we're
a
going
family.
To Wakanda.
And I'm really excited about that.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I'm gonna be sitting there like a kid, just like with popcorn and smiling. So it's great as an artist because I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Yes.
And it's also great as a fan that it's happening because you thought, like, maybe this would never happen. So it's awesome.
I am very grateful to have the opportunity to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful representation of a black family.
Thank you.
Like, well, you never let me down. You have never let me down, sir. It is such a pleasure to even be looking at you.
Thank you.
I'm at Scooter today. Right? I'm at a superhero. God bless me. Damon, why won't Inspector Henderson let Black Lightning be great?
Inspector Henderson, Inspector Henderson is a guy who believes that vigilantes are not good.
Yes.
Who's cleaning up his mess? This man is tearing up stuff. He's getting people hurt. You know, I can't have that. I'm a man of the law.
Okay.
It's the law. The law. I have to protect, serve, period.
How is it for you playing a police officer, especially with the climate right now, with police brutality and things of that nature? How is it for you, playing the role of a police
officer? It's an amazing time to do that, and that's why I took the offer, because it dawned on me that I've been dehumanizing police officers. Even though some of them I walk by and they look just like me, you know. And then one day I walked by and I said, wait a minute, what is your story? Because you know all this stuff is going on. What is your story? There are good ones, there are bad ones. Which are you? Is there a gray line? And so when Salim created this role, I became very curious about, are you going to portray the difficulties of being a black police officer today? And we're already starting to chip at that a little bit, because one of the first episodes, people call him Uncle Tom, people call him this, he doesn't represent the community.
It was right. But as the episodes went along, it started peeling back your layers to show that you just aren't that type of officer. It's him being a vigilante that's the issue for you.
That's right. His breaking of the law.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they are knowing that I have to fight every day to uphold the law, and that there are people in my department who don't want me to do that, who are against me. So all the Uncle Tom calling people, y'all need to shut up.
That's right. And keep watching. You know? Just shut up and keep watching.
Keep watching.
That's what we need to do. You know? But thank you. It's been such a pleasure just to even have the opportunity to sit with you all.
Thank you so much.
Just congratulations.
The show is for y'all. You know that.
Listen,
oh,
it's for you, man.
And I'm accepting it.
I love it.
I accept it every week. Right
for you and for everyone that looks like you and everyone else. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's for you, man. And it's a conversation starter.
It is. Yes, it is.
That's excellent.
Yes.
Now, see, I told y'all they were an awesome, awesome cast to speak with. But I just couldn't get over the fact that Scooter done left Khadijah, went overseas with the little touring group, and came back as a black superhero. Now, you talk about progression, and I know it was many years in between the progression. But, I mean, to go from Scooter to Black Lightning, a black superhero, I just think it's absolutely fantastic. I love the show. I love the cast even more. So if you have not been watching Black Lightning, I need you to handle your business, because we supporting everything black. Okay? Black Panthers, Black Lightning, we doing it all. If it's black, we own it. Okay? So speaking of Black Panther, by the time you hear this, it will be time for us to get ready to go to Wakanda, because Black Lightning opens in theaters on Friday, the 16th. Yes, this Friday. But I am going to go to a screening on Tuesday. So I'm so super excited about that. And shout out to everyone who won the passes to come to the advanced screening of Black Panther. See, now I'm getting it all confused up. It's Black Lightning, Black Panther. Black Panther, Black Lightning. Listen, like I said, if it's black, it's good. We all about it. Okay? Black Power, Black Lightning, Black Panther. Just if it's black, we here for it. Okay? Except for black eyes. We ain't trying to be violent. Okay? But just again, thank you so much for tuning in to the ICC podcast. And I will be back with another episode in the very, very near future. And I'm also very excited to tell you that I will be bringing back the Destiny Show. And the Destiny Show is my 9-year-old baby girl's podcast. And she has allowed me to be her co-host. So this will be very, very interesting. So just be on the lookout for that. Thank you, as always, for supporting Ice Cream Convos and for tuning into the podcast. I love you like a play cousin, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.